Hello.
Hi there, can I speak with you?
This is Hugh, aye.
Yeah, hi, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to the inquiry you've made, you know, for the Scottish redress for the time you're in care.
Oh, aye.
Yeah, no.
Sorry,
what was you going to say?
A friend of mine told me about it, and well, I was in homes most of my youth, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No worries. So like you said, you was in care when you were younger. The Scottish government have like set aside money.
Wait a minute, pal. That's that one sound now. Pardon?
Yeah. So just saying, basically, it's redress scheme. They set aside money for anybody who's in care. Have you suffered any kind of like abuse or anything like that? So obviously, like I said, I mean, the average refund at the moment is between £42,000 and £68,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how do you go? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah. So just to confirm, I've got your name as a Mr. Hugh Crawford.
That's me, aye.
Yeah, and the best email address I've got is hcrawford_1948@hotmail.co.uk.
That's it, alright.
Brilliant. Can you just confirm your date of birth?
28/3/1948.
1948, no worries. And what's your door number and postcode?
KA8DN, number 23.
Glebe Crescent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just one moment, sorry. Yeah, and what age was it when you went into care?
9.
He was 9 years old, so you would know like your mother's and father's names then, yeah?
Yeah.
What would they have been?
What's that sound?
Sorry?
There's a beeping sound there.
I can't hear a beeping sound. I'm not too sure it's whether it's your phone.
No. It could be because I'm not too clever with phones.
Right, I see, not a problem. I'm not too sure what that beeping noise is, to be fair. But yeah, what would your mother's and father's names be?
Agnes and Thomas.
That's Agnes and Thomas Crawford, is it?
Yeah, Crawford, though.
Do you know where it was where you was first placed then when you was 9?
Carmichael House.
Carmichael House, yeah.
In Carmichael, Ayrshire.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be honest, I've heard of Carmichael House a few times, to be fair. So it will have been around 1957, wouldn't it?
That's exactly when it was, aye.
And how long were you in there for?
2 years.
2 years. And then did you move on after that?
Well, they say it's a home for maladjusted children, and this has always baffled me. Because they couldn't handle me, because I kept running away, I went to an approved school in Arbroath. So I went from council care to court care.
What was the approved school called, do you know?
The Dale Approved School in Arbroath.
The Dales. And how long was you there for?
About a year and a half, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going back a few years here.
No, of course. Yeah, it doesn't need to be exact. I mean, what we're going to do anyway is we'll contact, like, the local councils and things, and we'll get all that information anyway.
That's good.
So we just need a rough idea. And then did you move on anywhere after that, or...?
I hope you've got a sharp pencil. I went from there to, I wrote somewhere, doing well now. Sir Bros, then I went to Dundee, Bulgown and Dundee.
Yeah.
And how long was you there for? A few years?
About a year, I think.
Yeah.
I get TB meningitis in there, and I get home for a wee while less for that.
Yeah. So just to confirm then, you know, like during the time at Carmichael House, did you suffer like any type of abuse when you was in there?
No, they were no bad in there.
Yeah.
It was just, I was just, I wouldn't settle, no, I mean, I kept going here. I ran away for 17 times or something.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go home.
Yeah, of course. But you didn't really settle when you was in there, you used to run away a lot.
Yeah, that was my problem.
Was there any times where they, like, tried to restrain you or anything, like, pin you down or anything?
No, in fairness to them, no, I can't mind his name, but he was quite a nice man. I must have nipped his head a bit.
No, that's fine. So at Carmichael House, you had a relatively okay experience then? And then you went, after Carmichael, where is it you went, sorry? The Dale?
Them are gross eyes. They were quite nasty.
Yeah. So if you can just explain a little bit about your time there and what happened there.
Well, it was running away again. And look, one time that comes to mind is, I can't mind her name. But she was a big blonde-headed woman. But the one time they turned me back and she turned me into a kind of sports changing room that they had down the stair.
Yeah.
And put me in a shower and then just started beating me up. And thought that a plumber come in and that stopped her.
I had to stop her from obviously beating you up.
For making it worse, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
Oh, there's a lot, mate.
How old was you at the time?
I'd be 11 then, I think.
Yeah. And there was you said there was a lot more that happened than just that.
Well, him, I think he was a good looking wee bean.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of touchy feely person. But he came as camping once, me and another four. And it was a sixth birth thing, and I ended up in the bed with him. And at the time, I didn't know what he was doing, but I didn't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he was aroused, but he was feared to go the full waiting, I think.
Yeah.
But to talk to him, you'd think that I wouldn't have helped his miss, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry to hear that. So, yeah, obviously, just so you're aware as well, when we make these claims, it's not like we're just, you know, clutching at straws, like hoping that you're going to get some money back or anything like that, obviously. With these...
This is the first time I've ever spoken about this in my life.
Right, okay, yeah. No, of course, that's completely understandable. Like I said, basically, they're not going to, like, you know, it's not like you're going to have to, like, go anywhere and sit down or, you know, like, prove anything with anybody or anything like that. Basically, because of the scale that it's happened, and like I said, I've took quite a lot of reports from that school, in particular Carmichael's already. Spoke to loads of people who've been through similar situations like yourself, you say. So it is just a case of, like, as long as they know that you was in that school around that time, they will just kind of take your word for it, and they will be looking at compensating you for anything that's obviously, you know, happened.
Mm-hmm.
Just for a moment.
I was in a remand home around about then too. No, well, that'd be a couple of years later.
Oh. Yeah, how old was you when you was there?
14.
About 14, yeah. And what was that called, the remand centre?
Darvel.
Darvel? In Darvel?
It had a name.
What area was it?
In Ayrshire. Darvel in Ayrshire. I can't even remember the name yet.
No, there's one saying Dungavel.
No, I actually was in there in my adult life, sorry.
Right, so you weren't 14, sorry, no?
Yeah, but, well, him a runaway from there, and his name is Mackay.
Sorry, so you was in there when you was 14?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what happened there then, sorry?
Well, I've run away from there too, and when the police took me back, he wanted to give me the belt.
Yeah.
So I paid six of the belt, and I just stood up, I says, that's all you're allowed to give me, and he went loopy, and just started hitting me in the head and the body and that there.
Yeah.
And then he looked me up, sir. I think it was 9-10 days in a room right above the front door, and just fed me for the whole time malt and pieces and jam.
So, like, really badly beat you up, then, did he?
They looked me in there till I went to court to get sent to. What was it? Dr. Gershie's in Edinburgh. I think it was Dr. Gershie's.
And they just fed you like milk and what, sorry, like scraps, did you say?
Pieces and jam. Bread and jam. I actually met him years later. He's an inspector of places like that.
Right, okay, so you ended up bumping into him later on in life, did you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know that you might have, like, some kind of, like, pre-existing medical conditions, but just to confirm, you're not suffering from any kind of, like, terminal illness or anything like that?
No, I've got COPD and asthma, things like that, just with age-related things.
No, that's fine, and not a problem. And as well, what we do need as well is we do just need to put, like, a beneficiary down on the system. So somebody, if something was to happen to you, you know, we would... You know, they would obviously receive the money instead of yourself. Who would you like us to put down as a beneficiary for yourself?
My partner, Anne Cockburn.
And Cockburn, sorry?
Yeah. C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, in order for us to make this claim for you now, basically, what we need from yourself is a proof of ID. So a picture of a driver's license, a passport, something like that. And also just a proof of address. So any letter that's dated within the last 3 months as well.
No problem.
Yeah. Do you use WhatsApp? Because I've just tried to send a message on WhatsApp and nothing's coming up.
I don't know how to use it, but I should ask my boy.
Yeah. It doesn't look like you have it. What way would be easier for you to send the document in? Would it be easier if I sent an email or...?
Email would be good, though.
Yeah, yeah. Or are you with your boy at the moment, by any chance?
Pardon?
Are you with your boy at the moment, by any chance?
No, he's watching.
Okay, no worries. What I can do then is I'll get an email sent over to you now. Is there any chance? What I need you to do is just take a picture of the photo ID... And take a picture of any letter that you've got, like I said, that's dated within the last 3 months as well. and just send those pictures over on email. All that's left after that is just a form that we need you to sign on your text messages. I can send that through and talk you through signing that anyway. That's quite easy. Do you think you'd be able to do this now if I send the email now for you?
No, but I could ask them to do it tonight for me, so that would suit you.
Yeah? Is there any chance you could try to do it now? Do you think you'd know what you're doing, or I can try and talk you through it if you like?
Well, we could try, aye. Is Brian up my day, actually? On his phone and ask. We've got a lot more abuse than that, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I can take more of his life, sorry. I thought that was, So obviously, I know he said the Dale School and then the Remand Centre. What I can do is I can take the rest a little bit later down the line, but we might just need those ID and proof of address first. And then we may as well continue with the call once we've got them, because we won't be able to continue without them anyway, you see. Do you think you'd be able to send them now, or do you need to wait to speak with your son?
I could try. What is it I do?
So you just take a picture of your ID and take a picture of the letter as well that's dated within the last 3 months. Just take them from like above so we can see the whole page. So all you've got to do is go into your emails, click on the email that I've sent you, just click reply, and then just attach the two photos. It should say like a picture of a paperclip or something. Just attach those two photos and click send.
Right, I'll try that. I'm not very good at it.
No worries. What I can do then is I'll leave it like half an hour or so and then give you a call back if that's okay, Hugh.
That'd be smashing.
Yeah, no worries. And I'll speak to you shortly, pal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers, bye.